With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The incoming Trump administration is taking shape as the president-elect continues to assemble his team. Senator Marco Rubio reportedly has been chosen to serve as Secretary of State.
After considering Rubio for vice president earlier this year, Trump apparently plans to name the Florida senator as the nation's top diplomat. The two men were rivals back in the 2016 presidential campaign, but have since become allies. Rubio, a member of the Foreign Relations Committee, is known for his hawkish position and for being a tough critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump has named a Republican congressman from Florida to the post of White House National Security Advisor.
Mike Waltz has spent 27 years in the U.S. military, including combat tours of Afghanistan and Africa and the Middle East.
The BBC's David Willis. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin will take the helm of the EPA. New York GOP Congresswoman Elise Stefanik will represent the U.S. at the U.N., and Tom Homan will be the Trump border czar. Democrat Ruben Gallego has won the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. Also at SRNNews.com, although it was slowed a bit by some light rain, a wildfire continues to rage along the New York-New Jersey border. It's now roughly 20% contained. In Southern California, containment of the massive mountain fire northwest of Los Angeles is about 40%. Gang violence forcing the closure of Haiti's international airport. A Spirit Airlines flight from Florida was hit by gunfire yesterday. It was coming in for a landing at the time. A flight attendant was hurt. The flight was diverted to the Dominican Republic. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 88 points. This is SRN News. The bells of Notre Dame have come to life.
For the first time in 5 years, Paris heard the voice of the iconic cathedral's belfry. Reconstruction after the 2019 fire was almost complete at the 861-year-old church, and over the weekend they tested some of the 21 bells flooding the city with sound. The rebuilding will continue on into 2025, but it's mostly completed, and Notre Dame plans to open to the public next month, just in time for Christmas celebrations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism may leave nowhere for Israeli soccer teams to play. The latest violence against fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv squad in Amsterdam has some Israelis worried that it isn't safe for their teams and fans to travel to games abroad. Meanwhile, the European soccer governing body has ruled that Israel cannot host international matches either because of the war with Hamas. Maccabi Tel Aviv has been playing its home games in Hungary and Serbia this season. SRN News. You can buy pretty much anything online these days, and this is another example of that.
Since it started selling cars in 2013, Carvana has disrupted the U.S. used vehicle market with no-haggle pricing and an online buying process that cuts out the often dreaded salesman. The Tempe, Arizona company took advantage of many buyers' fear of negotiating with a dealer, letting them purchase vehicles via computer and have them delivered to their homes. CEO and co-founder Ernie Garcia says the company has lower costs than conventional dealerships because it doesn't have expensive real estate across the nation. It does have 17 centers nationwide where used vehicles are reconditioned before sale. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal auto safety regulators have launched an investigation into whether engines on 1.4 million Honda vehicles might be subject to complete failure. More details at SRNNews.com.